Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Hello and welcome to the program. This is April and I'm so excited to be with you once again. It's so much fun. It is so many wonderful things come in. We were visiting a little bit prior to coming on the air and I was sharing with them a few of the stories of things that happened, and it's just so much fun to make this connection with you all as you're out there listening and hearing and asking questions and sending me emails or calling during the program and asking questions. I find it such a privilege and such an honor to be able to share that space with many of you and just to be able to share a laugh sometimes with someone in a time when they're going through that little bit of a bump or a hiccup in their life path. It's just so exciting and it's rewarding and it just warms my heart. So I want to thank you, the listeners and those that are calling in and those that are sending the emails and following up visits and that type of thing. The messages can be so powerful. They can be so rewarding and so, it helps our lives so much. I have been in contact with this woman and she is, communicating with me on one of the websites that we have, and she's been wanting to make a communication with loved ones, and I know that her loved ones are ever so present with her and they're ever so present in her space, and we've been trying to get it worked out where they'll connect with me at the right time to be able to communicate with her. And those are special times. Those are special moments when we can reunite that love and we can begin that healing process and allow ourselves to go through the healing process and we can allow ourselves to become whole and allow ourselves to move forward and seeing that we do have a purpose even though we may have lost some of our loved ones in our family. But I'm excited to be able to share the wisdom and the insight with you as we go through all of the different things that we do. I am going to be taking callers during the program, so if you have any questions or anything that you would like to see if maybe there's a connection for you, give us a call and we'll see if we can't make that connection happen for you. I have been seeing, before we even got on the program, as I was walking back here to the room that I work from, I kept seeing the state of Georgia. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're referring to a name or if they're actually referring to the state. But there is something, there is a message in the state or the name Georgia. I don't know what the message is. I don't know what they're trying to convey. It may be the kind of thing that somebody is trying to figure out a place to relocate to. And they want me to share with you that if you go to the state of Georgia, that's a leading, that's a guiding. Or if your name is Georgia, there's something about, there is Georgia. I just know I was needed to share that because it was so prevalent in my space. It was so prevalent around me as I was walking around and getting ready, and I just kept seeing this, excuse me, I just kept seeing this picture of the states. And so if there's something that your name is Georgia and you're looking for some guidance and direction, they're wanting to provide that for you. And if it is, feel free to either email me or give us a call here on the station. If you want to send me an email, it's april@whitewolfapril.com. And you can leave your questions there, and I'll be happy to answer them. I enjoy sharing that information back and forth with you. I also have a website that's acrosstheveil.ning.com that is a social networking website. You can join in there and ask questions in there, and we'll answer and we'll communicate through that as well. So there's two other forms versus the calls to the program here. I do love to get the calls, though, and it's wonderful to share that special time with you. Also, I'm hearing that there is somebody who's preparing to go on a trip and you're not real fond of flying. They're showing me an airplane and that you're kind of standing back like you're showing me you're in an airport where you can actually look out the windows and see the planes. And you're standing there with your hands like at the window looking at the plane and your fingers are kind of like moving ever so slightly because it's something you're not comfortable doing. This is like they're projecting a pre-thing that's going to be coming because you're not comfortable flying and you're preparing for this trip. And they're wanting me to tell you to call in your guardian angel that as you call in that guardian angel, visualize this angel surrounding you and being with you and bringing that energy of protection, bringing their beautiful wings around you, protecting you, guiding you, and guiding that whole plane as if they are holding on to the plane while it's in the sky, taking it from point A to point B while you're on board, that you can draw that energy in so that you don't have to have this angsty anxiety that being antsy, you're just kind of like fidgety and you're nervous about it as you're preparing for this trip because you, number one, don't care to fly. But you know this is the best way for you to go on that trip. And they're saying, yes, it is, that you are being guided and directed to do this vacation trip. And this is also going to be a traveling trip that you're going to be doing some business work with. You're not aware of that yet, they're saying. Once you arrive there, you're going to then become aware of how the business end of it's going to spin into this trip that you're on. And they're saying, don't be afraid, just call in your guardian angels. There's something about, I'm not sure why I'm hearing this to share with you, but I'm hearing to share with the listeners the importance of the seasons of life. The seasons in our lives are the same way as the seasons in nature, and the seasons in nature being your winter, your spring, your summer, and your fall. And that when we have each one of these seasons, that we're entering into that time within our own selves, within our own lives, within our own being, with who we are. And they're saying as we're entering into those seasons that we want to take ourselves as if we are Mother Earth going through the seasons, how she does. We want to have that mentality. We want to have that awareness within ourselves. For example, when we go into the winter season, it's that time of hibernation. It's that time of being in quiet contemplation. It's that time of regrouping and refocusing and hearing that inner direction and maybe really connecting and making sure that we've had, you know, a time to get ourselves regrouped. We've had a time to go into that quiet and into that hibernation, going within ourselves as well and finding the answers that are down deep within ourselves. And just like Mother Earth does, when she's in winter season, everything goes dormant and everything goes back to the leaves have fallen and they're now becoming back part of the earth, and they're decomposing and they're going back in and they're being rebirthed and being prepared to be rebirthed through the soils and through that type of thing. And they're showing me that as we go through the seasons of our lives the same way the earth does, it's important to realize where we're at within them. Just be aware of those changes as they're happening. And they're also saying, for example, when you go from winter, you go into springtime, and that's when we enter into that time of new hope, and we enter into that time of new promise, knowing that there's a new birthing that's happening. There's a newness that's coming forward. It's kind of like when you look at a bear that's been in hibernation, and she's been in the den with her new cub, and she brings that new cub out. That new excitement, that new birth, that new life is rejoicing, and it's happy, and it's full of energy and full of life. And that's how we need to be after we've had that time of that inner quiet contemplation, that inner quiet, going within ourselves and working through what it is we need to work through it. We can come out of that with the renewed hope, renewed strength, and renewed promise that we're moving forward, that we can go from where we've been at and we can move on. We can maybe step through it in a whole new level, in a whole new way. And as we're doing that, we're moving into the summertime. And as we're in the summertime of it, that's when the growth happens. That's when the development happens. That's when we move into the awareness of our life path. That's when we move into the awareness of the experiences that were happening, the experiences that we're having, the changing that's going on, the situations that are coming up, the lessons we're learning, the beauty of our experiences. That's where we're in that window of summertime, where everything has that moment of growth and development. And then we go into the fall season, and we enter into that fall season. That's where we have the abundance. That's where we have that time of actually reaping what we have sown from the time of spring through summer, that we're reaping that energy, we're reaping that path that we've set, and we're able to sit back and say, ah, good job done, you know, great lessons learned, look where I'm at, look where, you know, where what we've accomplished through this process. And then we move back into the cycle of winter once again, and then back into that hibernation time of going within and finding answers and seeking answers. And as they were sharing this with me, and as I was seeing the visualization of this, it also reminded me of the energy of what we experience when we work with, for example, the cycles of life, or the medicine wheel, or the guidance of walking and doing a medicine path or a life path work. We always have a birthing. We always have a beginning. We always have a newness, and that usually falls within the East. And that's that new springtime, that new awareness, that new enlightenment as we're in that beginning phases. Think about whenever you started a project, or whenever you've started something new, the excitement's there. That excitement is building, and it's growing, and it's making us feel stronger, and we get into it, and we start out with such great guns. What do we do as we go through the process? Sometimes we get a little burned out, or sometimes we get a little discouraged, or sometimes we do a thing and it doesn't work out, so we have to go back and reevaluate it and keep working on it. Those are the summertime projects. That's the part of the medicine wheel when you're flowing between the East and the South, and you're kind of starting from the South up to the West. And as you're doing that, you're flowing through those cycles, and you're moving through those cycles, and allowing those things to mature, allowing those things to begin that process of completing your project, so to speak. When you get to that west side, and you've reached the fall stages, that's when you've reached maturity. That's when you've reached the almost completion of that project. It's right there. It's ready to put out on the table. It's ready to put, for example, my book. It's ready now. It's sitting on the editor's desk, because it's moved to that point of preparation where we've done the work, we've birthed it, we've written it, and we've sent it to the editors. They sent it back for some corrections. We've sent it back, and it's once again sitting there waiting to move from that maturity spot up to the end results, which is north, where we've reached that time of autumn, that time of fall, where the abundance of the work is there. That's how the cycles of our lives go. Everything falls within a cycle. If you're in doing some type of project, if you're in something that's going on, and you feel like there's never going to be an end, there's no end to this, yes, there is. Everything goes through cycles. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an end, and everything has a newness which starts over. And that's not to say that you're going to start the same thing over, but as you've completed one aspect of it, that you're actually then going to be moving into something new. So if you've learned a lesson and you've done something in in one area and you're really strong and you've been really blessed by that, you can be reassured that you're going to start a new project, a new aspect. And it's that continual mastering of our lives, mastering of the events that are happening in the places and the reality of where we're at within those cycles. And learning that and learning to trust that and understanding how that happens. It's really kind of neat because you'll find as you're going through those cycles, and I teach this in the book that I have, Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance, as you're going through those cycles and you're in that place, one of the things that always seems to happen when we're in a cycle is we'll connect with somebody else in one of their cycles at just the right point. For example, if I might be in my south point in the life of the project, I may cross paths with somebody who's in the north point of their cycle, and they're going to give me words of encouragement. They're going to give me bits of hope, and I'm going to give them some remembrances of things that maybe they went through. And that cycle will click and pass together and have had that brief moment of sharing as each one of us are going through our own specific cycles. And that's the beauty of being able to do work together, sharing together, living together, working together, and being open and willing and able to help and send those words of encouragement and send those. If you have questions, go to someone who may have been there or who may have gone through it and knows a little bit more of what's going on, and all of a sudden you're crossing those paths, and that those north and south are touching each other at just the right moment to offer the words of wisdom, the words of guidance. And who knows, when you're in your northern state or you're in that upper part of your cycle and the maturity end of it, and you've come to the completion of your task, and all of a sudden you may have somebody who's in a newness who sweeps down and they're in their south position or they're in their summer position on that cycling, you're going to be able to offer help and words of wisdom and love and light to others as well. And it's just that continual cycling, that continual flowing of the beauty of the experiences that we have in life as we're maturing and as we're mastering each and every aspect of who we are and what we're doing and where we're at within those flows, where we're at within those cycles, and seeing the beauty of that and seeing how that we can accomplish that for ourselves. We can accomplish that in ways of helping others, maybe with a word of encouragement or maybe with a word of newness, wherever we fall in that cycle. Maybe you're in the east and you're just beginning a project and you're connecting with somebody who's in their west end of their project or in the completion end of their project, and it may be the perfect connection at the perfect time for you to meet and make that connection. Those are the beautiful things that we can do, realizing we're always affecting our own path, but we're always able to be there to help somebody else on their path, always able to help somebody else as they're flowing through and doing and being who it is they came here to live, if they're on their life path, as they're walking, as they're doing. I'm hearing that there's a message I need to share also about balancing the energies. Balance the energy that is within yourself. You need to take time to begin to have a balanced approach to life. And by doing that, you're going to balance that male and that female aspect of yourself. Who are you and how are you working and bringing in that completion, that fruition of that balance, bringing in the male and female together. Don't try to strong arm your way through everything and forget that sometimes it needs a little tenderness. Don't be overly tender and forget that you need to have strength. Bring in those balances. Bring in that I'm seeing the symbol of the yin and the yang. There's somebody out there who's listening to this who's having trouble grasping that, who's having trouble saying, I'm in the cycles of my life and I'm going through the different things, but how can I feel okay when I'm in the summertime and I feel like I make about 6 steps forward and then I take 10 steps back and then I go forward again and then I go back again? How can I feel that I'm doing the path that I'm supposed to be doing? How can I feel that the walk that I'm walking is a walk of power and it is a walk of of accomplishing and completing something, number one, know that every cycle you're in has a purpose. Every cycle that you're doing has a purpose. But they're also wanting me to add to this to someone to hear the message that in order to do that, it's important for you to integrate in the male and the female energies together, bringing a balance, balancing your energies, balancing the reality of where you are also in this time and space. It almost feels like you've kind of gotten a little bit of complacency going on where it's easier to just kind of ride for a little bit and you're not picking up the shovel and maybe shoveling. You're not working your way through the situation. As I was getting that message, I saw this little story that I had heard of a young man who was put in this room, and this room was filled with this horse manure, just filled with this horse manure, and he was put in this room, and as he was there, he became aware, and he started shoveling, and when they came back to check on him, they were like, "What are you doing?" And he says that no matter what, with this much horse manure, there has to be a pony in here somewhere. That's what you need to look at. That's what you need to realize in some of the stuff we might be going through in our paths and in our walk, is that, you know, there can be that pony in there somewhere. There can be that end result in there somewhere that's going to bring us to the maturity of our walk, the maturity of our situation. Don't get so weighed down. Don't get so concerned about looking at this room and sitting there and throwing your hands up and saying, "I can't keep going. I can't keep doing this. It's just too much," because you can. Everybody can pick up their shovel. Everybody can pick up their part and do and be and move forward on their life path and on their life walk. And that's one of the messages that they're really wanting me to share with the listeners today, is look for your ponies. Look for the cycles. Look for the beginning of the new project. There's somebody out there that I really have a strong feeling who is wanting to begin something new. They have that, just that urgency that's just like within them. They're sitting there kind of just like standing at the starting gate, and they're just like, "When is it going to go? When is it going to go? When is it going to go?" Have patience and know that as you balance your energy, as you get yourself centered and grounded and focused, that as soon as that gate opens, you're going to be out running and you're going to be able to do this project. You're going to be able to go through this project with strength and with endurance if you start out on a good, solid balance. And if you're in something and you feel like your balance is off, kind of step back and just regroup for a minute. Regroup and bringing in the male and the female balance, bringing in that ability to center yourself, ground yourself, focus yourself, because that's where we're at. That's what we're doing. That's what's happening in life, is we have to be able to move into that place and into that awareness. There's somebody, too, who's really fighting change. There's somebody out there who is really resisting change. Change is so important. I know they shared this through one of the other programs, but I feel like it's coming forward again. Don't resist change, because change is what brings you that newness. Change brings you a new, fresh, maybe way of looking at something. And sometimes we have to let go of that old stuff. Sometimes we have to let those old patterns go away so that we can move forward. It feels like this person, there's such a change that it's like you're sitting back and you're feeling overwhelmed. Like your kids could be ready to move out and go to college, and you're feeling that change is just leaving you empty and leaving you feeling like you don't have anywhere to go. They're saying, yes, you do. That it's all within your perception and where you're at within your cycling. Let the changes happen. Change happens for a reason. Change will bring in new hope. Excuse me. Change will bring in new birth. Change will bring in a newness that's going to make what you're doing and where you're at more powerful. It's going to help you move forward in your own personal walk and in your own personal space. There's a person here who also is the person listening to the program. They're facing a situation and they're trying to make a decision. Do I stay with my spouse or do I leave them? Apparently you caught your spouse cheating, and you have you have such a love and such a compassion for them in your heart that you're trying to figure out what to do. They're telling me to tell you to let the changes happen. I don't know what those changes are going to be. I'm not here to tell you that because I'm not in that position, but I'm here to tell you, allow the changes that need to happen to happen. Allow the differences that need to take place to take place. And one of the most important things that they're sharing with me is that you hold strong, and you hold strong to yourself, and you hold true to yourself, keeping yourself centered, keeping yourself balanced, keeping that awareness of where you're at in your life and your situations, ever present, and holding on to the realities and holding on to the situations that are worth holding on to, and letting go of those that are not. If it's not serving your higher good, let it go. And change is positive. Remember that. The changes are positive. Even though at the time they may hurt, even though at the time they may seem anything but, they're really stressing that change is so important, and it's so positive to have happen. They're showing me an example of a teaching that I've heard a number of times, and I've taught some of my students, that when you're in a situation and you're going through change and you feel like, oh, I'm just never going to get through this, and will the change just hurry up and happen, that one of the tools you can use to help yourself with that is set a little cup on the nightstand beside your bed and put loose change in it. And as you're putting the loose change in there, and every time you look at it, you say, I'm moving through the change. Here's my change. I'm allowing the change to happen. And it's a visualization that you can use for yourself. It's something you can put in front of yourself that reminds you, and it gives you hope, and it gives you a renewed outlook on going through change and dealing with change. Just like when the changes happen within the seasons. They happen whether we want them to happen or not. They're going to be there because that's what's needed for Mother Earth as she's rebuilding and recharging herself and going within and allowing the Earth to regroup and recharge and get ready to bring in new life again and to bring in new hope again. And that's something that is really important to remember in our own little paths and our own walks and our own situation. I'm hearing a message to share with someone that this is coming across from a father to be shared with his son. He's saying, take time to play with your children. Take time to play with the children. There's something about you've become very wrapped up in your everyday life activities, and you're forgetting your kids. And this grandfather, I'm going to call him a grandfather because he's coming through in that manner. He was your father, your biological father, and he's saying, take time for those kids, take time to play with your children. I'm also hearing that it's important that everybody out there take time to play. Everybody out there take time to, you know, do the work that you need to do, get the exercise that you need, take time to breathe. How many of us don't remember to actually take a breath? It's kind of funny. It's a saying that'll happen a lot of times when people are here and we're working on them, and we're working in the energy field, because with the type of healing work that I do and I teach, we go into the energy field of our client and into that space within them that we actually are connected with them, and we're helping them move through and change the different things in their lives and bringing the healing in. And as we're doing that, a lot of times people forget to breathe. It's like they anticipate something's happening and they forget to breathe. Well, when you're connected with that, you become aware of the fact that nobody's taken a breath for a while. And it's a little joke sometimes as we're working on, people will say, it'd be nice if you'd take a breath every now and then, and we laugh and enjoy that. But that's so true. We only breathe enough to stay alive. We don't take those nice big cleansing breaths that are going to recharge and rebuild our systems and keep the nutrition going through our circulatory systems and the oxygen, having the opportunity to oxygenate the organs and oxygenate the tissue. We need to have that. You need to take that time for breathing. They're also showing me that you need to take time for movement, like dancing and swaying and twirling and getting that movement going on within our bodies so that we can keep that recharging going, so that we can keep that energy flowing, we can keep that life force moving through our bodies and in a positive manner. As I'm saying that, I'm seeing somebody who likes to ski, and I'm actually, I can feel the energy of when you're skiing, how moving down the hillside actually gives you a boost of energy. That gives you that boost of that flow and that stimulation of the energy in your body. That's the kind of thing that they're wanting you to do. They're wanting you to get excitement back in your life. They're wanting you to get things going back into motion. Take time to play. Take time to have fun. Don't be so serious all the time. Don't be so work-centered and focused and goal-centered in that manner that you forget it. Also, you also need play, because if you don't have play, you don't have that balance. You don't have that connection you need with the balance of work and play. You have to have that, or you're going to burn out, and you're going to get so wrapped up in what you're doing that it's not going to be of any use for yourself. You're going to find yourself being dull, so to speak, on many levels. They're really exercise, breathing, dancing. And then they're saying, be in your own presence. Allow yourself to live right now. Allow yourself the right to say, this is where I'm at, and doggone it, this is what's happening. I can handle this. I can be here. I can be in this present moment. I can know that I'm coming through it. I can know that I'm in the summer season. I can know that I'm in the cycle of this situation as I'm moving up forward and as I'm bringing my life forward, as I'm maturing and I'm moving through these different things. They're saying allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself that reality of being in the present moment. Allow yourself to experience the presence of being present. It's kind of like a tongue twister that I'm hearing. I have to listen really careful. Experience the present of being in this present moment in your own presence. Experience that. Don't feel like you're always looking for an end result. Don't feel like you're always ahead of yourself or backing up behind yourself, but always be where you're at, right where you're at, learning where you're at, experiencing what you're experiencing, moving forward with that joy, with that excitement. Live from your heart. I'm hearing there's somebody who is, you're going through the motion. I'm seeing this. This is a guide that I'm seeing that's coming through, and this guide is saying, learn to live through your heart. Learn to live through your heart. That unconditional love, that compassion, that resonance of joy, that resonance of hope. They're saying, live from your heart. Live with that unconditional love. Allow it to build. Allow it to grow. Not only as you're projecting it out to other people, but project it within. They're showing me you standing there in front of a mirror and allowing that love as it's coming out from your heart to project back into your own being, into your own person. Allow yourself to love yourself. Allow yourself the right to love yourself. It feels like that you possibly were very belittled, that you were not encouraged to take care of yourself, you were not encouraged to see the beauty within yourself, but that others, as you were growing up, tended to want to push you down and wanted to keep you down. And they're saying it's time for you to live from your heart and move through that and allow the radiance of that love, allow the radiance of that joy, allow that beauty of who you are to come forward and allow that love to reflect right back at yourself. Yes, you project it out to other people, you always have, but now it's time to reflect this love back to yourself. Don't reject it any longer. Don't say that I don't have a right for this because you've been told that by others, because that's a lie. The truth in that is every person has a right to be loved, and every person has the right to love. And that's the beauty of unconditional love, that no matter what happens, no matter how it happens, no matter what, we can love and know that love is okay. Yeah, we can put up a healthy boundary that says, I love you, but you're not going to do that to me anymore. You're not going to cause me that hurt. You're not going to cause me that heartache. You're not going to cause me that sorrow any longer. I'm not going to tolerate that because I have a right to be loved. I have a right to be a vessel that's loved. That's my right. And by putting up that healthy boundary that might say, you know, you might say that I'm not worth being married to. You might say I'm not worth having a relationship with, when that's not true. Truth is that you are an essence and a being of love. They're saying you are an essence of love. Allow the love that you have, that you project out to others, as you give care to them, as you give comfort to them, as you give life to them, you want to let that love project out, and you want to draw into yourself the same thing. And find that love within yourself. Don't believe the stories. Don't believe the falsifications that you're anything but that, because that is not the truth, is what your guides are showing me. They're wanting you to really realize this and really feel that wonderful experience of that love, of that unconditional love. I'm also hearing another message to share with, I believe it's with a young woman. She is of color. It feels like that she has a duality of race within her. And they are wanting me to tell you that everyone is the same, no matter what. No matter what somebody has said to you, no matter how they have treated you, no matter, realize that every person is the same. It does not matter what color your skin. It does not matter what country you live in. It does not matter what street that you live on. It does not matter. Realize that everybody is the same. Everybody has that equal balance within themselves. Just because maybe somebody has a little bit more money than you doesn't make them any better. Just because somebody might have a different color skin than you doesn't make them any better. Everybody is equal. Everybody has that same connection to their divine source, whatever that source may be. Everybody has a right to connect with that. Everybody has the right to love and be loved, and everybody is equal. As you're doing that balancing, as you're finding that balance within yourself and acceptance within yourself, do not allow somebody to bring in words of defeat and discouragement to you that there would be anything other than that as acceptable. It does not matter who you are, it does not matter what you look like, and it does not matter your race, it does not matter your ethnicity, it doesn't matter what your spiritual beliefs are. Everyone is equal, and everyone is just as important as the next person. And this message just really is coming so heavily from my heart. Because it's so unacceptable to think that a person has a right to place this on another person and having them feel this way, having them feel belittled, having them feel lesser than who and what they are. Everybody is the same. And the words as I speak them, I can't say them strong enough for the message that's coming across from the guides, that everybody has that right. Everybody has that equality and to be treated in that manner with the same love, with the same compassion, with the same, I'm just seeing this person has just taken such an amount of abuse and such an amount of belittlement because of their place and because of the fact of the duality of their skin color. That's so wrong. Don't accept that. It's a lie. Someone is projecting a lie to you, and you don't have to accept that. You are equal in every possible way. You are just as powerful as the next person. You have just as much love. You have just as much right to be loved. And don't allow that to be anything other than that in your space at all. I received an email earlier today about a young woman that had experienced a trauma visually, that they watched a visual event happen, and this became a visual trauma for this person. I am sharing this one because of the fact that when you have this happen, it leaves kind of like a visual scar within you. And you may wonder, why do I have this thing about if I see somebody doing something that might trigger their memory of that event? That scar gets held within the cellular level of that visual impact of what you had seen. And they're showing me that you're holding, that when you see a visual like that, for example, in this situation that was shared with me in the email message that I got earlier, this young person saw an ill done to another person. They saw harm projected onto another person. And they're young. How do you help that? How do you move forward from that? How do you heal from that? The first thing that you want to do is you want to let go of the trauma of that. You want to let go of that imprint of having experienced that. If everybody who is listening to the program could see everybody else who's listening to the program, the people that will listen to the archives, all of everyone, if anybody could see the visual of each other, and I were to say this statement to you, how many listening to my words could raise their hand because they have seen a visual trauma of some sort happen? And then all of a sudden something will trigger it and you remember it. For example, if you saw an automobile accident and it left an imprint within you because maybe you saw a person die in that accident and that left that traumatic visual within your impact of your essence, there's a number of people that would fall into that category. Or if you were out and you saw another person beating up another person, that's a visual trauma that you had visualized, and you knew that if you got involved that you would just become another victim as well. So these are the type of things that can leave visual imprinted message within our visual third eye, if you will, cellular level of our being. And when that is there, things are going to trigger it, and it's going to hold us back from being able to move forward healthy. It's going to be hold us back from being able to live productive lives. And then later on down in life, maybe if you visualize somebody being beaten up and you felt helpless, that you couldn't help, that you couldn't do anything because you knew the situation, it would just put you yourself in jeopardy. So you hold that trauma. And then all of a sudden you're going through life, and now all of a sudden you've gotten yourself into a relationship where so that's what happens to you, is somebody's beating on you and you don't know how to help yourself to get out of it because you've got that imprint within your energy field. You've got that imprint within your psyche. You know it. You've seen it. It's just a pattern. That's how it is, and that's how we have to accept it. And we begin to believe that because it becomes so ingrained in us. And as we hold that trauma, that's what happens. When I had to have a surgery done because of an injury that I had received. And as this was, probably about 20 years ago. And as I was preparing to go in for the surgery, I said to the staff that was going to be doing the surgery, I said, I need to have a meeting with every person who's going to be in the operating room. And they all kind of looked at me, and I was like, I'm serious. This is going to happen. And so I got to see and talk to the surgeon, his assistant, to the nurses that were going to be there, to the anesthesiologist, to everybody that was going to be in that room. And I looked at them all and I said, I do not want any one of you bringing into the surgery anything that you would share or say on a negative manner, because it's going to be hard enough on my body to have this trauma go through the surgery that it needs to go through, and I don't want the negative that you could bring into that room by sharing and while you're there working, talking, and expressing things to one another about your own personal lives that could become a trauma to me while I'm in that suggestive state. I don't want it there. And it was kind of comical because after I went through the surgery, I distinctly remembered a woman starting to talk about, and it was one of the nurses, starting to talk about to another nurse about her situation at home with her son. And the other nurse that was standing there that was monitoring, because I could feel about where she was in my energy field at the time, I could feel her look at her and kind of do the shh, we're not talking about that kind of stuff during her surgery. And I was grateful that she honored that and she respected that. But the reason I share that with you is that's a trauma that could have been held within my body that I would have later had to wonder, why is it I have a relationship problem with my son when I didn't have a relationship with my problem with my son, but I'm holding it more from a cellular memory, a cellular event that happened. And after the surgery, I did ask for that woman specifically, when I was laying in recovery. And I told her, I said, number one, I want to thank you for correcting that situation. And she looked at me and she was like, you were asleep. How did you know? I said, it doesn't matter. What's going on in that space around you can become a part of you and you don't want that to happen. And those are things that you need to remember. So when you have a trauma that you've seen or a trauma that you've witnessed or a trauma that you've been in or something that you've experienced, realize that you need to move that away from yourself. You want to release it from yourself. You want to let it go. In the case of the situation in the email that I received, that needed to be cleared out. That needed to be reprogrammed out. The remembrance of that is just an event that happened. That there's no ownership in that. There's no connection between them. And it's not their fault that they couldn't help the other person because they're a child and these were adults. And that child can't help and be there for another adult when another adult is acting and behaving in an inappropriate manner like that. Those are things that we need to move out of our system, and we want to balance that out, and we want to take it out. And when we take that out, we want to then refill it. Take like a salve of love, that unconditional love that they've been talking about so strongly during the program today. I had a feeling they were going to do the program a little bit differently, and I'm grateful that they have. Take that love, that unconditional love, like a salve, and just rub it back in there and say, I love myself that even though I'm a child and there was nothing I could do myself that could fix that problem, I love myself. I have the right to be loved. I have the right to love, and allow that to heal. And like that nurse did in that room, stand up and say to another, wait a minute, you can't create that negative imprint within my cellular structure. You can't create that negative vibration within me and within my space. I can't accept that. That's not something that's allowed. So when you're doing that, when you're doing this kind of work, realize you're bringing in that balance. You're going through the seasons. You're going through the events of the things that are happening in your life. And as those things are happening, we get stronger. We get more powerful. We are able to walk our path. We are able to master the task at hand. We are able to master the reality of what's really happening, not the perception of what's happening, but the reality of what's happening. Come into touch with that. Come into reality of that. Come into the affirmation of it, of the beauty of who you are and where you're at on this life walk, where you're at on this life path. There's a number of people that have been experiencing this program, and there are those that are going to hear it through the archives as well that are going to be touched by this, that are going to be touched by the message, and that's the importance of this, that everyone realize their place. Everyone realize that they have a beginning to what they're doing. There is always an end. There is always hope. There is always that completion. There is always that knowledge that it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. You can get through this. You can have the strength to do that. And the message that I want to share with one of the folks that has contacted me, they lost family members. The family members were taken from them through the hand of another person, and they're left very empty. They're left very in deep sorrow, and it's been a number of years, and the grief and the sorrow is still very much a part of their lives. The family members are coming through very strongly and wanting me to share the message of hope and of love to you, that they felt so honored to have been in your life and with you living your life as long as they did, and in the manner that they did because of the agreement that you had with them to be able to experience time together, experience life together, experience the moments together. They're wanting to come through, and they're wanting to say, I love you. They're wanting to say, please find the love in your heart. Please find forgiveness in your heart. And please allow yourself, look in the mirror, allow yourself to love. Allow that healing to come back. Allow that blessing to come back to yourself. Know that this is a tough path. Know that they see that and that they're sorry that you're going through that. But know that they're there. Know that even though they may not be physically there, know that they're there. You can talk to them at any time you want to talk to them. Know that you can still share, I'm hearing the words, you can still share sacred space with us. You can still share sacred love with us. There's a really strong bond. There's a really strong connection between this family, and that loss has really left the one party feeling very empty and feeling very, very alone and questioning why. Why did this happen? Why did this have to happen? That question, I know that you're seeking an answer. I know that you're seeking to find the reality of that. But the truth in the matter is, it's time for you to begin to take care of yourself. It's time for you to grab a hold of and heal yourself. They're showing me that it's time for you to be there for you. It's time for you to grasp a hold of your reality and know that they're still there. They're still very much a part of your life. You have memories that you can replay in your mind, and you have the joy that they brought to your life that you can still live. You need to bring that back to the surface. You need to bring back the laughter. You need to bring back the joy. I had a gal that was in with the class this past week, and she came in, and there was a situation that had transpired, and she felt great hurt and great sorrow and great loss. But rather than realizing that that was something she needed to own within her own space, she was projecting it out to her mother. And she was saying, but I don't want Mom to get hurt again, and I don't want Mom to go through this again. And rather than looking at the message of this to bring it home and say we need to own this ourselves and realize that what we're feeling and what we're experiencing is our own thing. And that's very similar to what this other woman needs to do, is realize that, yes, this loss is great. Yes, this pain of this loss is great. But realize and know that as you heal through it, you're going to get stronger. You're going to be able to help others who have gone through a very similar situation, who have gone through a very similar thing, a story. I'm going to share a story with you. I had a child at a very, very young age, and that child I did not keep because of my age. And the child was raised by their grandparent. And as they matured and as they got older, I had agreed that I would never make contact with this young person because of respect for the agreement that we had. And as things were going on, and one time when I was at the fairgrounds and I had been watching this child doing some things with her horse, she was doing some barrel running and jumping and that type of thing, and I was proud within my heart, and I really felt that even though I couldn't play that role and I couldn't have been there, I can still feel that and I could still experience that. But down the road, this child made a connection with me, and we were going to be able to have time together. We were going to be able to meet. And when they had flown home for the holiday and we were set to have our meeting and our time together, they were in an accident. And she and the baby that she was carrying were killed. So I never was able to build that relationship with her. I was never able to go in there and heal some of that, things that could have been healed possibly through that physical meeting, through that rejoining of that love and that life and that heart together. But I was not able to do that in that manner. I had to be able to go within myself. I had to be able to go deep within and find that love and find that compassion deep within myself and heal the hurt that I felt that I had projected to her, possibly because of the decisions I had made, or, you know, being able to understand a lot of those things. So the message that they're sharing for me to share with you is that yes, this loss was great. And yes, what you've gone through was great. And the pain that you're feeling is very real and very much a part of where you're at in your process. But in that process, you also need to move forward. You need to move beyond the sorrow end of it, and you need to start seeing some of the joy, the beauty, the happiness, remembering, creating memories, creating things that you can connect with that are going to bring you joy in your heart, and also knowing that they're still right there. They're still very much a part of your life. They're still very much connected with you. They're there with you often. I actually see, because you had told me that you had lost two grandchildren, and I see those two grandchildren actually playing, and they come and hang out with you. They come and spend time with you. They love that specialness, and they want you to feel that love. They want you to feel that specialness. And where you're holding yourself right now, you're not allowing yourself to do that. You're blocking that flow. You're blocking that love. And they're right there. They're just, I mean, it's, I can see them. They are just so close to you. They are just so right there. And your daughter, when she comes through in a manner where she just, there's something about when she was at the age of 18 that was really important to her. And then there's also, she shows me there's something about your hair that she really, there's something about your hair. It's kind of like, I can see her like taking her hands and just kind of feeling your hair, just feeling the beauty, just feeling your hair. And it's kind of like, almost like she pets your hair, the energy around your hair, around your, and like pushing it back from your face, that type of thing. She's that close to you. She's as if she were still within your physical space, but she's within the etherical space. And by holding on to the grief and holding on to the sorrow, such as you are, you're not reclaiming yourself. You're not reclaiming your personal power. You're not reclaiming your walk. And they're wanting me to say, please, please reclaim your walk. Please reclaim who you are. You are a beautiful person. You are a beautiful mother. You are a beautiful grandmother. And we want you to know that we're here with you. We want you to know that we're sending you love, that we're sending you healing, that we're sending you light. And I do believe that if we are able to make a connection between one another, that they have some personal information that they want to share with you, some words of encouragement that they want to share with you. So please stay in touch with me. Please communicate with me a little bit more on this. I can see that the hour has come up just so quickly, and there's just so many more messages that want to be shared, and we'll be with you on Friday to bring those messages through. And check out that acrosstheveil.ning.com as we add new things in there and we're able to communicate. And if you want to send me an email, send it to april@whitewolfapril.com. Until we're together again, I want to send you the prayers and the blessings of love, light, and healing.